Welcome to the Fantasy Amateurs and Boom or Bust NRL Fantasy Podcast collaboration for 2024. We've joined forces to bring you the best fantasy content with a rotation of fantasy experts and fantasy nuggets, reviewing the week and answering your NRL fantasy questions. Good evening and welcome to the Boom or Bust NRL Fantasy Amateurs Podcast questions collaboration for 2024. Still a long mouthful, probably got it wrong this time. My name is Stuart Lord, I'm your host this evening, joined by Balint from the NRL Fantasy Amateurs team. How are you going, Balint?
Very good, thank you. Very good. Looking forward to another Q&A potty with the boys.
That's it. And we also have Nick Lord from, well, I guess the Boom and Bust podcast, and still only Matt Burton. How are you going, Nick?
What it do, baby? Going good, mate. Going good.
That's good. Well, now that Matt Burton watch is done, we know that you earned it this week and still hemorrhaging a little bit of money, but not too fast, huh?
Mate, I beat you this week. There you go.
Oh, you did. I happen to have like 17 players out, but you're right. If I only play four players, I am pretty easy to beat. All right.
That's a reflection of you as a manager right now, all right?
Yeah, that's it. Certainly no reflection of the chaos that happened last round. All right, so let's have a look here. We got heaps of questions tonight, so we might get cracking. So we actually, one of the first questions we have tonight is a great one off the bat. So who's the more urgent sell out of Tupanua, Chan, and Suli? Thinking about upgrading Suli to a gun center. This is from Mitchell Anthony. Balint, who do you think's the most urgent? Tupanua, Chan, or Suli?
Oh, I'll tell you what, mate. If that was me, I'd be selling Chan purely just because he's a red dot. And I've got six this week. So if it was me, I'd be getting rid of Chan. And that was a pretty easy answer for me, to be fair.
Fair enough. Yeah, look, Suli's break even isn't great this week, but I'd take the guy starting over Tupanua on the bench as well, I think, out of those ones. So, Nick, flip at your side, gun center. Who would you be picking up this week?
That's a good question. I'm just flicking through the centers. What's your budget, do you think? You wouldn't...
Okay, well, I'm guessing gun center, so I'm guessing that he's probably got less than 750, like the 740 for Val Holmes type money. I reckon he's probably got just say 650.
Okay.
It's great podcasting if you say arm one more time, dude.
Mate, there's so many options, but I don't think any of them are value is the point. So I'd probably just say go down to Talangi, to be honest. That's sort of where I'm landing at the moment, just going through list here. I mean, RTS is a good place to park money, you know, safe scores each week and absolute gun.
Tomoko is very similar to that, but again, too many Raiders, right?
Yeah, the Warriors just offer a bit of diversification from a buy point of view. So, and the DPP with RTS is another reason. And Karaz has obviously the boom scores, but he also can go bust. And RTS has just been quite consistent so far.
That's it. I like it. The only other guy is Joseph Sorelli. He has now dropped to 460. So,
man, you know who's been real solid this year and no one's talking about him? Is Hammer. He's averaging like 55, and I think he's under 60k as well. He's got DPP as well. He's got a pretty sweet upcoming rather. There's a couple of tough matches in there, but there's some easy ones as well. So, I mean, and he's, for some godforsaken reason, he's 22% owned. So
that's true. You can hop on. So Tigers and then Broncos, Eels, Knights, Cowboys, Eagles, Tigers. Yeah, look, it's a bit of a mixed bag.
No,
a bit of a mixed bag there. So, look, I don't mind that as a shout either for 635, depending on your price point and DPP.
Nah, I wouldn't do it because his buy schedule is terrible. I think you just want to start bringing guys who make sense. So the Dolphins, they play each of the major buy rounds, but obviously Hammer will be out for Origin.
Oh, do they play both of them, do they? I thought they only
played 13, 16, and 19.
Oh, I take that.
They play
back
all three. And so, but then he misses 14 and 18 on top of that.
All right,
so,
Stu, I reckon we just edit that whole bit out, please.
All good, mate. I'll leave it in for the people at home. But look, let's keep it moving. All right, so Eric Bryant, he says, completely lost his six players out. May, as his only real captaincy option, does like Satilli still hanging around. He's looking to either sell, he's got a couple of options here, but he can either sell Chan plus Satilli to Talagi plus Crichton, and he plays with 16. Or he can do Chan plus Hosking to Talagi plus, you know, a Brown or a Ponga. We can do Hosking plus Satilli to KPP plus Curran. Again, still playing 16. Mate, that seems pretty rough, but I probably try and play 17 this week, like get rid of like Chan and Hosking potentially, or rather than just play 16 this week, because I feel like just the extra 30 points, it's very hard to make up later rounds, isn't it, fellas?
Yeah, I completely agree. And considering that we're all just like flying through trades as well, so it's a bit strange saying that points are essential at the moment, but I guess they kind of are, right?
Yeah, but we don't know what's happening with Chan this week. He's still not named in Q-Cup as of Wednesday night, 8:48 p.m. There's nothing on the website to say he's been named anywhere.
There might still be busting with the hand.
Be trading out. Yeah, so he might just be back next week, you know. So then you got to...
Well, Hosking's also back next week. It's until he's playing this week. Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, but it's just different in that Chan could be a cash cow as Hosking's made his cash. Like, so Hosking's a definite sell. Like, he's done his job, right?
Yeah.
Or is Whitehead expecting to come back in? Like,
yeah, I think he will. But look, Hosking plus Satilli, the KPP plus Curran, that is another option there, because you will get two guys who will probably pump out 50s. So that could be the play there. But Talagi's great for value.
No, I'd prioritize Talagi for sure. And is Crichton Angus Crichton?
Yes, he's 460.
He's got a break even at 50. He's got break even at 55. So he's got a week with Angus Crichton just to wait and see what his minutes are, because he might get the 60-minute treatment, and that might only yield a 30-40 type of score, right?
Yeah, I reckon getting involved with that Roosters edge rotation, unless you're picking up Nat Butcher's, like, quite suicidal at the moment.
I got it. All right, so, mate, possibly the safest guys would be KPP plus Curran, because at least their position is safe. But look, if you trade Chan plus Hosking to Talagi plus, you know, a Brown or Ponga, you're probably pretty safe there too, mate. It's just prioritise whichever position you need. Ponga has finally turned that particular corner, we think.
Just go Talagi and KPP with that.
Yeah, you could.
Don't hate that either.
Easy. All right, Aaron Lewis is going, has anyone made a good free Excel buy planners? Mate, look, Footy Statistics has one about teams for buy planners, but as far as players go, mate, no, we have not. But I'm assuming that Mark's probably, I think he was buy planning and plugging stuff in the other day. So expecting an article out in the next couple of weeks, I'll throw him under the bus there. He staked his reputation on it. Excellent. Craig Finkel says Adam Elliott to KPP and Burbo to Jolliffe. Or Adam Elliott to Ponga and Rapana to Kaya Pierce-Paul.
Oh,
I wouldn't be picking up Jolliffe. I don't know. There's something that just doesn't feel like picking up a Titans starting prop, I'll be honest with you. Look, he's pretty safe. He is in a safe spot comparatively because of the Tino injury, but I'm still, I don't know, I feel a bit off about Jolliffe.
I just don't know why he's selling green dots.
Well, he must have no issues.
There's another one of those coaches with no issues, which which is very foreign.
I just save
to
your
me.
Trades on those.
Look, Adam Elliott's probably a sell because he's coming off that high round a few rounds back, and he's a flog. So look, you can sell him to Ponga, and
yeah, he's got even a 49, and that's pretty much where he's going to get Adam Elliott. So you're not desperate.
I know,
to sell.
But if you can get Ponga for 100k under, what are the rest of us paid to start the season with him? And look, for Rapana, you can probably just hold on to Rapana for a couple more weeks.
Yep.
Okay, question for you guys though. Belenth, is it too late to get May? That's what Mitchell Anthony's asking.
That's a tough one. He's on the bench this week as well, isn't he?
He is. He's rushed back from the Collins rushed back from his hamstring strain.
Yeah, I think the boat might have gone, to be honest. I haven't considered picking him up. I don't actually own him. Because I just wasn't able to, because when I wanted to get him, it's just my whole team just started falling apart with all these injuries. So, I honestly think it might be a tad too late, unfortunately.
So, yeah, look, I have one of those ones where, look, he has averaged 60. I remember someone saying, look, he's averaging 60 even off the bench. And it's like, yes, but the Roosters have had injuries every game. He's come off the bench and played longer minutes, right?
Yeah, so, I just don't know, like, how the minutes change, especially now that we don't know if Gus is going to play 80 on an edge. We don't know how many minutes Collins is going to play. Radley looks like he's a bloody 80-minute mid all of a sudden. So, yeah, there's just a bit too weird. I don't even know, like, if Watson's going to enter that middle rotation at some stage as well. So I think, what is May's price? 660, 670K or something like that. Like he might well average 60.
669,
yeah. Yeah, but I'm just not sure about that minutes rotation at the moment. I can't confidently say that that he's definitely a buy. So yeah, for me it's probably a bit late.
Excellent. Moving on, next question. Or unless, Nick, have you got anything about that one, or do you reckon it's too late?
I've got his long-term projection around 50, which prices him around 690. So yeah, it's
probably a bit late.
You know, do with that what you will.
Excellent. Don Murray goes, who benefits more without Moses, Brown or Gutherson? I'm going to say Gutho straight up here. I think the proof in the pudding was the game on Monday. Do you agree, Nick?
Yep.
Yep. Like, I'm just going to pull back that game because I just want to double check. Has Brown suddenly gained? I didn't look at the very final scores.
I think it was like 58 or something in the end, was it?
Yeah, he got a 61. Gutho got a 65.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, actually, that is pretty interesting. Looking at the price, though, Dylan Brown got 6 tackle breaks, only kicked for 222 metres. Was he only kicking that match?
But, mate, that's what Dylan Brown did last time Moses was out. It was just like line breaks every single game. It was ridiculous, and I only remember because I picked him up.
Yeah, actually, and
they both averaged 58. They both averaged 58 without Moses.
Oh, but I remember Gutho going gangbusters as well. I think there might have even been a sneaky hundy in there as well.
Yeah, look, to be honest with you, mate, they're both buyers. Look, whichever one you buy, the other one will do better. That's how life works in NRL fantasy. So it all depends on you, Don. Let us know who you buy. We'll buy the other guy. Jamie Mills. Well,
I think halves are easier for the buy planning, so I'd go Gutho just based on positional.
Oh,
I think wing fullback.
Look, neither of them. However, Moses is due back by the time that Origin starts, so neither of them so hold past Origin anyway.
Well, I wouldn't get either then, personally, if they're not holds. But anyway,
I get them, make some money, and then trade out around Origin. There's close to five to ten points value there.
I reckon they've both got at least 100k in them. So
yeah, easy 100k, but you're just swinging all these trades to get 100k. I don't know.
Not plus the points. Yeah. Moving on, Jamie Mills asks, Tillian Chan out gives me essentially 1.1 million. Should he go Blazing Carrigan, leaves me 9k? Yes, you should. That makes sense. You get a guy who's making you cash and a guy who you can basically captain this week. Because it's supposed to be absolutely bucketing down in Sydney this weekend, fellas. So
yeah, I saw somewhere in between, a very vague report, somewhere in between 30 mil and 160 mil of rain over Friday and Saturday. So yeah. So I didn't know that because I'm supposed to be going to the races on Saturday, but yeah, anyway, that might not be happening.
Ooh. Yep. Okay. So yeah, it looks like it's going to be pretty gnarly across a lot of the weekend. So raining through all the way through to Saturday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Sydney. So anyone who's playing in Melbourne on a dry track, I'd probably take them as captain. So, excellent. Nick, quick check. Is Burbo or Chan a trade to Blaze?
No, I'd find someone else.
No. If I had to choose, I'd choose Chan over Burbo because at least Burbo's playing.
Yeah, I agree. If you have to choose, but I'd find someone else. I just think give Chan one more week because I think there could be a bit of regrets trading him out this week. That's just my gut feel. Anyway.
I
know.
Yeah, I feel like that spot's up for grabs. So I think that if Bloor does really well this week, he may just keep the spot. It's not like Chan was from the clouds to get that spot beginning of the season. Like, we didn't even do a proper run-up of him, right?
That's how he wasn't in the trials.
So yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So I reckon it's just going to be
Kane Bradley.
Exactly. Okay, he's also moving Lussett for Kai, Pierce, Paul. Oh, look, mate, I guess if you've got three hookers, you can do it. If you've got two, I feel like you are cruising for a bruising because that could take a head knock. Suddenly you're having trade in hooker. There are no good hooker buys at the moment. So just watch out. Zach Williams.
Cheese is good.
That's what I mean. Like, I've got Cheese, Lussick, and Appy, so I can trade Lussick, but whether I want to is a different matter, right?
Yep.
Excellent. Zach Williams goes, is Flegler or Aitken keepers Belent?
No, I don't think that. Lem's still to come back, isn't he? So there's not even any certainty that he's going to keep his role on that edge there. So I'm not too sure what his job security is like. And actually, I don't know, man. Flegler's, what is Flegler averaging? Like 52, 53 or something like that? I think he's at 1 PPM, but he's scoring tries and try assists as well. So I wouldn't mind seeing his score without those kinds of stats. Actually, I'm looking at it now, 48 and 50. It's not really. For a mid, you're probably looking more towards 55 to 60, right? I'm not sure if Flegler's capable of doing that. So I would say no to both.
Yeah, plus you play Origin and they've got that terrible buy schedule where he's going to miss 5 games over the Origin period. So not a keeper.
Yep.
All right, Luke New. Nick, he's going Cleary and Tupania to KPP and Fogarty or KPP and Brown? So Fogarty or Brown? If you were to buy one this week.
Yeah, look, I'm fade Fog, but I'd go Fog. I'd do it. KVP and Fog.
I'd go Foggity too, because at least you know you're going to have to trade out Brown at some point, most likely, unless Moses, like, leg falls off. So whereas Foggity, it looks like you can stick around with, as long as you don't already have 5 Raiders.
Oh, that's probably a good reason to go Brown, isn't it?
All right. Yeah, well, yeah, it depends about the
outcome. You might have 5 Eels players too.
That's true. Talagi, yeah, lost it. All right, James Ling goes, who wins in a fight, Balint or Nick?
I'd lose. I'm not a fighter.
Yeah, I'm not much either, but yeah. I'm 6 foot, like 92 kilos. I'm a mad dad bod going, so I'm pretty slow.
But me and Nick became best mates after last week as well, so I don't think we're going to be having any fights anytime soon.
I think it'd be like one of those YouTube fights, like a Jake Paul fight. So, yeah, not much doing there, unfortunately, guys. Don't buy the pay-per-view.
Sorry, Jimmy.
All right, Dean McKenzie goes, hey, boys, Brown or Foggity? I think we answered that one, which was Foggity unless you have too many Raiders. Also, should we still take advice off a certain podcaster, Nick, who started with Burton and continues to try and justify that decision? Hilarious. Lol.
Oh, how good.
Look, every court needs a jester, mate. Thanks, Dean.
I'm up to 23,000 now after being 120,000. So if you know anyone that's climbed more ranks than me, shout them out. Has anyone else climbed 100 ranks, 100K ranks so far?
Oh, mate, where you started off the season, it's, yeah, I guess Burton can be your anchor and you can say that you dragged him out of the mud.
Yeah, I'm coming for you.
Oh, do you actually own Burton?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, right. Okay.
Yep, that's it. Good. Excellent. On Discord, yeah, I know no one else plays it either. On Discord, Short M goes Satilli to Angus or Cotter to KPP. He needs an edge desperately with Cotter on his bench. I think it's Satilli to Angus at that point. You're not selling Cotter. What? Like, stop smoking crack, Short M. He's the guy who can pull out a 60. And yes, look, Angus. Look, can we chat Angus now so that we can save ourselves 15 questions this week?
Yes,
so,
wait a week.
So, well, if you need an edge this week, because some people need an edge, right? Because there is no Chan. There's like all sorts of other people out. Satilli's been benched. Like, it's just massacre time. But Robbo is absolutely cycling through edge options. It's just that we all know that out of all the guys, Angus Crichton is the guy with the best talent. You can take a shot of him this week, take the points, and you can do it. However, there is a chance that he goes the way of Wong, gets dropped, or Satilli gets benched, or he goes the way of Butcher and suddenly ends up playing 13 for 20 minutes a game. Like, you just don't know. So you can take Angus out of those ones instead of selling Cotter.
No way. Go get KPP. Just find the money, go get KPP.
Well, yeah, but he's trying to sell Cotter to do it. So he's obviously not got the money.
Yeah, but you just don't bring in bad players with poor job security. That's all you're doing.
Okay, well, no, Angus is a very good player with poor job security. So at least he's got two upsides.
He's slow. He's slow, man. He was looking good. Weeks before he gets ramped up again.
He was looking good in a reserve grade. I was really watching his reserve grade stuff. He was looking good.
Yeah, in reserve grade.
Yeah, well, that's where you... I don't know. Anyway, he was looking good. And when he came on the other day, he was looking very good on the edge with Luke Keary. He's got the long-term experience there with Luke Keary. I reckon that he's the best chance of anyone of locking down that spot.
What about Sean Lane for 531K? Like, he's dirt cheap at the moment.
Is it?
Kickout, 500K? I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, why get some other guy who's on the, like, this edge carousel that they've got going there? Like, I just wouldn't want to be part of it after the Wong Tupanu experience so far.
Oh, I'm going to start calling it too. The Roosters Edge Carousel. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm just saying that at least he's got the most talent out of all of them. So if you're going to take it, you can take it with Angus, but you're right. That's a good shout. Elaine, 5:30. Okay, Melson.
You know what I would do? I would play Burbo in the edge for this 1 week to get a look at Angus.
That's what I'm doing.
And have a look at Angus.
That's what I'm doing this week.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Melson is going best fire sub 500K bench upgrades. Mate, there's only really a couple of cheapies this week, which is Talangi if you don't have him. There's really not that many other guys. I was having a look through before on the pricing.
There is Angus.
But like, I'm just looking... You know, Dan, I'm guessing it's probably second trade. There are really not that many good guys.
There's no one.
No. Like, when you start talking about, look, Jaden Campbell is probably the best one. So that's all I can think of there.
Bostock? Jack Bostock, maybe?
Yeah. I feel like he's made some of his money. I'd take Campbell over Bostock, but I do get where you're aiming at. Look, Cogger will turn it around in the next couple of weeks, but he's still got to break even to 50, but he is 510K. So chuck a star on him if nothing else.
Fini Fuaki, maybe the last week to jump on him. Maybe, you know.
Maybe. Do you need another 50-minute edge in your life? All right.
Well, he's talented.
True. Okay. Look, Sammy Froh goes, Blent, is it time for a serious look at SJ? He's back kicking goals. TMM is a hard partner, a bit of a soft run. Lost 100K from his starting price.
What's, I have to check what his BE is. Break even. He could probably,
63. He's coming off a 59.
Oh, man, he could probably hit that too.
Yep.
Probably an idea to look at him for sure. I'm not too sure if I begin on him this week. It's not urgent by any means or any stretch, so maybe just give it a week. And if he shits out another good score, then jump on him next week.
That's true. It's because he has kind of righted it after losing the cash, and he's got Rabbitohs, Eagles, Dragons, Titans, Knights, Roosters, Panthers for Magic Round, and then Dolphins. So, and then unfortunately, he's got that bye at round 13, which is probably the only reason why it's not in my squad.
Well, he's also going to be playing in torrential rain this weekend as well, isn't he? So, just wait.
Yeah, maybe I'll set it quite down, but yeah, I get your point. Okay, let's have a look here. So, is Sammy Froh asks, is buying Whiten short-term answer at half? The answer is no. Simon asks, Hutchinson and Tupania to Talagi and Kai KPP. So Hutchinson and Tupania. Yeah, or should he just go Hughes to Talagi? Well, Hughes is starting this week. So I think, I think what, we give Hughes one more week? Is that their general consensus?
Yep.
Finally got the starting spot.
Yep.
I feel like Gus has made that call and he's told them to start Hughes in the middle and not playing for 5 minutes. So I would give Hughes at least 1 week. So I'd go get Talagi. I'd probably sell Tupania before I sell Hutchinson. Hutchinson has finally turned it around, right? 40 plus, what we like to see. It takes a little while for those combinations to pay off. Okay, Risaf is going, looking at Talagi, but hypothetically, do we need to have a conversation about Olam? Yes, you do. Unfortunately, the hard news is that the guy who's giving me all the scores, which is Lucky Galvin, has got 2 weeks off. So, look, Olam is probably still a buy. Like, if you got a Moses Suli, I'd probably look to shift to Olam. But that's about it. That's all I can think of there, right, guys? Pretty much a straight swap between the two. Excellent. Yep. Nick, is Penasini a sell? Ask Manly Monty.
I don't think so. I think he'll probably right the ship as soon as you sell him, to be honest, because he's a quality player on a quality side. Even though he's missing Moses, I think you picked him for the whole year, so I don't know. I feel like you're playing roulette there.
That's true. How many other good players are there to buy in that 500K category?
Well, yeah, I think you picked him for a reason, so I'd sort of hang on to him.
All right, Valent, quick yeet list. Guy has Burbo, Lussick, Hughes, and Salmon. Who would you get rid of first?
That is quite tough. I'd be holding on to Lussick now that Brendan Hands is gone. Hughes is starting. Salmon is probably slightly more valuable than Burbo, I would say. So if I had to, I'd probably go Burbo first. Am I doing an entire list here, or?
Look, I guess out of those four, like I wouldn't sell any of them this week.
Yeah, I wouldn't be selling any, but if I had to, it'd probably be Burbo.
Fair enough. Shu Vasashek goes, are we going to see the season's first ton this week, and who will it be? Nick, any games this week where you see anyone tonning up?
We were thinking Turbo last week against the Dragons. Is Ponga any more likely against the Dragons this week?
He's less likely to drop the ball than Turbo did. Turbo would have scored a century if he caught any of the five line breaks he was in the middle of making.
It could be drinky century against the Titans on Sunday afternoon.
They do
up
look
in
awful.
Queensland. Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anyone else who stands out to me here. Look, it could be Teddy against the Dogs.
Yeah, I was looking at that. Teddy against the Dogs. RTS against the Bunnies, because RTS is a bloody weapon. That was a joke.
He's up against Jack Whiten.
That's not happening. Yeah.
Yep.
He's up against Jack Whiten.
Think so.
Oh, four tries easy.
Oh, mate. if there's a guy out there at centre with less chill than Jack Whiten, I'd like to know about it.
No, they're on the opposite sides, mate. They're both left centres.
Isn't RTS a right centre?
No. RTS is definitely left. So yeah, Rocco Berry's right.
Oh, there you go. Okay, well, problem solved then. Okay, they're both going to get centuries then. So problem solved. because Rocco Berry's going to get tuned up.
I think Ponga might be the answer against
Rocco
the Dragons.
Rocco Berry's pretty solid on defense, bro.
He is, but he loves himself a hip slide down tackle and like players like who are strong through the hips will get him eventually. That's the only thing I see about him.
I reckon Rocco Berry's just gonna put him into Never Never Land. But anyway,
fair enough. All right. let's wait for that one. Okay, Isaac asks, what is a realistic average for Bloor? Can you be picking up this week, getting rid of Satelli? So, look, I guess Bloor, Nick thinks that Chan's back next week. He staked his reputation on it. I think early in the season, Nick, we had Bloor for just, what, a low 40s average?
Yep.
And he's priced sort of low to mid 30s. So, essentially, we just have him sort of averaging that sort of low 40s score, getting fed some decent ball by Cam Munster.
Yep.
Who's finally back this week.
The world was, yep.
Excellent. All right. Next one. Nick, Hayes is looking to trade Hoskin to Talagi, and that way he can get Hines next week.
Bush. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Actually, great. I like that too. He said, should invest another gun and place at Hoskin for this week. No, mate.
No.
I wait for Hines.
Don't do it. Yep.
He's already got KPP, Salmon, and Tupania, so he doesn't desperately need another edge. Well, in that case, just go wait for Hines. E-Frost goes, is it too late to sell Cleary? It probably is, mate. Like, for 2 weeks, who are you getting? There's no Hines. Who are you getting? So I think the only way that would do it is if you somehow turned him and like a Satelli into two absolute guns. That's the only way I'd see it making sense to me. All right. Valent, KPP and Brown or Lane / Bloor and Fogarty?
I don't know, man. Like KPP, the way that he's scoring, I mean, he could even end up being a keeper just quietly. But then again, so could Fog because we all sort of faded him and now he's just like, what is he averaging?
High 50s.
It must be close to 60, 69. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And was SJ's really... average last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm not really too sure on Lane and Bloor, to be honest. I'd probably go KP and Brown myself.
Mm. Yep. Agreed.
Excellent. Okay, Togus 1905. There's another sort of similar question. KPP and Campbell or Gutho and Angus Crichton? I think we'd take KPP and Campbell for a bit of assuredness, right? With all these red dots?
Yep.
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 Okay. Reach 316 goes Kia ora boys. Looking to go Hosking to KPP and Tupanir to Talagi, which means you can swap Hutchinson to Hines next week. That's a...
Oh. Love it.
That's the dream, dude. Reacher.
Love
so,
it.
Mate, you should start your own podcast, love apparently. Stritch asks, does Liam Henry keep his 40-minute role? James Fisher-Harris back. Surely Eisenhuth has his minutes reduced. Yes, I think that he does. Liam Henry, he's the next guy. I reckon he'd be the third middle in this squad. He'll probably get that 40 somehow. Coolus 1999 says, have 17 dots, including Tupanair. You're thinking Hosking to KPP, Toops to Bloor, or you can go Kotrick to Blaze.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, yep. Kotrick to Blaze, which is what I'm doing this week. So do that and just loop Tupanair, which again is what I'm doing. Hunts 69. Belen, has Ezra Mann bottomed out?
That's a
351k starting half.
Well, probably has close to at least, right? But I don't think. Yeah, not really too sure if he's an option. To be honest, I'd be looking elsewhere.
Yeah, look, I guess if you absolutely need like a cheap half, but like, I'll be honest with you, I've got so many cheap halves currently ruining my life. Mm. So like between Hutch and like Blaze, Flanagan, like all of these guys.
Galvin. They're all great.
No, I know that they're all great, but I'm saying I don't know that we need another cheap half. Like you're eventually just going to run out of slots.
You said they're ruining your life, mate. They're scoring your points. They're doing well.
Fair enough. Gottman is asking, so Nick, he's got Lussick and Tupanier to Gutho and KPP, or he can pick up Blaze, Tulugging and KPP.
They're both good. That's whichever way you want to go, mate. If you want to gun up or you want to catch up.
That's true. Depends on what's saved money for this week. Okay, the Dirk asks, Hallway Monitor asks, he go for 3 weeks in a row. I've been asked.
What?
That's the episode of South Park, you know. I'm the Dirk.
The big Dirk.
Excellent. So
that's awesome.
He's been going, he's got a conundrum that he makes trades he doesn't want to for his long-term outlook just to field 7 or just make trades to field 17 in the short term. So what's more important, copying a lesser score and chasing value in cows or fielding 17 now and harming cash generation? Mate, I love cash generation. I've absolutely forced myself to stop buying, like to buy people who are going to make me cash. So I'd say go after cash generation. You can try and catch up later once your team value's up. I know anyone disagree on that one?
Nah, that's the way that I'm probably heading this week. So yeah, I completely agree.
Mm.
Yep.
Excellent. So Freckle asks, who's the bigger urgent buy out of Dylan Brown and KPP?
Is that an open question?
That's an open question.
Yeah, I'd probably go KPP just because, I mean, you might be able to keep him all year and, you know, you're going to have to trade deal bags out at some stage, right? So
that's true. I just check your squad composition. I probably like Brown just a tiny bit more, but then again, yeah, KPP, you can probably keep this all this year. Nick?
I am liking KPP. He has a... pretty friendly buy schedule. Pretty friendly.
CSTM Grow says it's pronounced Custom Grow, by the way. I said, mate, it's CSTM Grow now. That's just what you just get called. Sorry, mate. he's got some trades up. So he's either going to buy Telegging and KPP, or he's either way, he's going to buy Telegging and KPP. It's whether he sells Tupanier and Hosking or Kotrick and Hosking. Would you sell Tupanier or Kotrick? I'd probably sell Tupanier because I reckon he's going to lose money this week.
Yeah, so would I.
Yep.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yep. Problem solved. So there's your answer, CSTM Grow. Never going to call you Custom Grow. Sorry, bro. Iceman. So if you had sold Cleary, would you hold some cash to save through the Heinz of Cleary again, or would you utilize the cash from selling him, deepen your strength further? Mate, if you've made the decision, stick with it. So if you've gone to get a Fogarty, go get Fogarty and a Carrigan, and that way you probably make up that differential. You try and have your cake and eat it too, I reckon you're going to harm yourself. CJ says... No, CJ's just got a comment there. I think we've answered KPP or Lane. So they're both keepers here, but KPP looks like he's got a slightly higher upside. And Isaac, he's got one very much like
he'll
the others.
One game over the bye period too. One game, KPP. Just get him in.
That's a good one. I like that. Only you're doing one bye. Okay.
Round 16. That's it.
Matthew Lippitt Simmons goes Aaron Clark at lock versus Jolly at prop. Do you buy either? I'm saying no.
Yeah, I wouldn't be going there either of them.
Isaac Liu Jr. back next week as well. So I reckon he'll be back. He'll hurt them both. But I would not be trying to buy anyone at the Titans, not named Campbell. And even Campbell struggled last week.
The HIA protocol is really throwing up some poor options, you know, sort of options you think might be worth a look, but they're not, you know.
No, I'll put you this way. Rather than Aaron Clark or Jolly, I'd take the gamble on Angus. I'll be honest with you if you're at that point in your week. All right.
Yep.
Matthew also asked, the Titans have set up a cheap center. Is it a Berber cash out? I'd say no. Harley Smith Shields is not the guy to buy.
We went through this conundrum together last year, Matthew, with HSS, and it was not good. I don't know why you want to go back.
And he's on a worse team.
Worst team, exactly. Yep.
It.
No, don't do it.
All right.
He's a good player.
Is, but
yeah, it doesn't really translate to fantasy though, unfortunately.
Okay.
In the bin, NRL Fantasy has a comment, which let's just say that there's some legit stuff in there. We'll probably need to avoid that one this week. mate, let's just hope that Angus gets back to full speed this week. Callum Green says thoughts on Chris Totola and Tupanier for KPP and Talagi. Yes, go do it. So, who would you rather sell this week, guys? Seb Chris or Totola?
I just don't like Seb Chris at all. So I'd probably go Chris.
Me too, Nick.
But I wouldn't sell either. I think you're holding.
I'd sell Chris if I was selling one of the two. I'd sell Chris before I'd sell Totola. Totola, he's up to 500k. He's just cracking that. He will slowly grind you. That's what I mean. He will grind you money. Whereas Seb Chris, I feel like he's going to be a bit up and down as which way the ball goes and whatever else. So I'd sell Chris this week. Put Talagi in his place. Lachlan Oliver goes, Angus Crichton, Kai Pierce-Paul. I think we're saying KPP, especially if you're just trying to trade out Deadwood, mate. Russ Mechie says, great collaboration. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Cheers, Russ. Legend.
Well, thank you. Sean Mitchell goes, thought on Jackson Ford averaging 52. And Blent as the Warriors guy. Is Hosking to Ford smart with the Wilds coming up, or is he better going KPP?
Mate, I'd still go KPP.
Yeah, we've played the Jackson Ford game before, which is 50 points with the good stuff and 20 points with the demerits.
I'd still go KPP.
All right, James Mark Keely goes, to me, Edge is a dumpster fire spot. It is for everyone. Is it worth holding Hosking, or is Nat Butcher secured into his Edge spot? Robber makes me nervous. I really like Nat Butcher, I'll be honest with you.
I love Nat Butcher.
He's now down into the 600s. He's the type of guy who makes a blizzard of tackles. I'm almost certain he's... I looked there the other day.
Is he really?
682.
Oh.
So which prices him at sort of mid-40s. I'm almost certain there. So.
Oh, DPP as well. Why didn't I see this before?
He's priced in the group chat earlier today.
He's priced at 46. He's a low 50s.
I didn't spend much time in there, bro.
He's a low 50s average guy. He's coming off a 67 versus the Panthers, where he basically tackled everyone, tackled the ball boys, went home, tackled his wife. So, very gently, like with a training bag. So, point being is that, like, after 65 tackles last week and only three misses against the Panthers, he's the type of guy you want in your team. Just don't trust him to make many meters if he made 28 meters last week.
Yep.
He scores tries as well, though, doesn't he?
He runs a good line.
Yep.
And Sam Walker's going to get plenty of ball.
He's consistently there. He plays. He's consistent. He's good defensively. And I think Robbo likes the cut of his jib.
Robbo's put in there to deal with the fact that Sam Walker can't tackle a tackle bag. He gets tackled by the tackle bag.
Yep. He was probably one of Nat Butcher's tackle bags when he went home, right?
All right, Zion Kohu goes as Lustica trade, mate. There is no Brendan Hands this week, so no, I reckon you're good. I'd say hold. Brenton Vickery says, how long does Aaron Clark hold his spot at 13? We've played this game before, haven't we?
We have.
Look, he's probably...
Leo back next week.
Yeah, Leo's back next week, but even then, like, if Aaron Clark does hold the spot, I can see with Verrills on the bench, I can see Randall going back to that 13 spot after a little while as well. With Verrills on the field, I'm not loving it, mate.
There's just no certainty there, hey.
And this Titans team is awful. They're making the Tigers from last year look good.
Well, the Tigers are winning games. Of last year. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, okay, so who's... we've played the Fogarty-Dylan Brown game, Andy, so just rewind about 15 minutes. Sean Mitchell, top three or four buys likely to make Origin before money. I think it's all of the Eels backline, excluding Pennicini. So go pick any of those. Plus, obviously, we've talked all the rest of them to death, like KPP and some other guys. All right, so Cameron Douglas says he kind of stuck. He's traded Hosking to Fogarty, and he wants to trade Rapana by Pierce Paul and play Chris in the wing fullback role.
I feel like he's really pushing the issue there, like just trying to force a move. I'd be finding other ways to do that, but I would not be doing that.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, he basically saying he can't trade Lussick because he doesn't have the cash. I won't be trading Lussick this week.
Yeah.
Mate, I'd probably hold there just for this week, find a different way to do it. Or if you really want him, go Hosking. The other option is go Hosking to Brown.
KPP, there you go.
Or go Hosking to KPP or just go Hosking to Brown. And with the extra 60 or 70 grand you paid, you can probably trade Lussick to KPP if you really want to.
Or you could trade Chris to Campbell.
True. Excellent. Craig Finkel goes Elliot to KPP and Rapana to Ponga, or Elliot to KPP, Salmon to Joliffe.
Oh, option one.
Yeah, Kalen Ponga is a stud. KPP is possibly a keeper versus Joliffe is, on the Titans. Simon Jones asks Hutchinson and Tupanier for Talagi and KPP. Hutchinson Tupanier for Talagi. Yeah, okay, yes. Yes, Simon, that's probably a good trade.
That's a good trade.
Nick?
Yep.
Sean Mitchell's looking to move on from Tua Peaky. 570K, any position. Who would you get?
Talagi.
Assuming he has Talagi.
Oh God, that's tough. Most upside. I have to wait. Okay, what do you think, Belen?
Maybe Sean Lane. Sean Lane, maybe. That's a really tricky one. Everyone under 570 is sort of. Maybe Jaden Campbell.
I like it because he can catch on fire at some point. Look, Steve Crichton's probably a couple of weeks away, but he will be worth something at some point. Because eventually they're gonna have to do something useful with him. Yeah,
it's pretty rough out there, to be honest. Outside of Talangi, eh?
Yeah, look, Jaden Campbell's probably the next one down. I'm having a look here. After that, we've really liked in fringe proposition Isaiah Katoa. Is coming off a 23 in a game that they won. Yeah, excellent. Go get Jaden Campbell, I guess, if you have to, because at least we know that he's got talent and he's got a position. If they moved AJ Brimson to fit him in, they know that he's good. Matt Pittman goes Captain McInnes last week, but now time to move on. You know, they get a fallen gun or a mid-ranger with value like KPP. Look, I'd sell him for a guy like KPP before I'd sell him for someone else similar pricing, right, guys?
Why would you move McInnes? Why?
I think because Finucane's back and a couple of the other guys who had those short-term injuries are back by the other side of the bye.
Oh, like Nicora and stuff.
Nicora's back. Hunt's back.
I mean, Nicora doesn't really change that rotation, though, for McInnes, does it?
No. Hunt will be back. Like a couple of those guys will be back.
I suppose with Nicora back, it's just he's an 80-minute guaranteed edge, not some 60-minute hybrid with someone on the bench, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's an extra middle.
So Jack Williams sort of comes back to the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
And he'll play big. So look,
less middle minutes. Yeah.
I guess, look, I tried to keep
him. You've got a week with McInnes because he's got a 38 break even, so you don't have to trade him.
True. It's more, I guess, if he wants points this week.
Is he actually back next week, though? He's got, like, a facial injury or something, doesn't he?
HIA just copped a bad one. He's just got a history of him, so they gave him the extra couple of weeks.
All right. I thought he had a facial fracture of some sort.
No, you can have a look for him, mate. You can find something else that I don't know.
Yeah, look, he's got a fractured eye socket.
There you go. Well, in that case, it'd probably be 2 to 4 weeks, I think they were saying for that. So we...
Who's that for?
Finucane. Dale.
How long? When did he get it?
Oh, actually, yeah, no, you're right. Disregard. Yep, don't worry about me, boys.
Excellent.
Welcome to
Mitch Brown.
Boys, I'm late.
Excellent. That's it. All right. Well, Mitch, this is probably a good question for you and for Nick. Is it a case to minimize origin players and start early buy planning, considering how many trades they've had to use this season?
Yeah. I would say there is a case to try and minimize the trades given the start to the year. Like, I've been burning two trades a week and still not being able to field full teams. So I guess, you know, if you're lucky and you have got that good start and you do have the trades, then you can not worry too much and keep getting through the points. But certainly if you're an overall player, it might be already time. I mean, we often talk about, Stu, though, we're planning almost from round one for Origin, aren't we, really?
Good point. Like, I think from now, each time you're looking at a trade, right, you want to know who's playing round 13, yeah?
Correct.
14. So, yeah, it's just going to be so ugly. Round 14 this year is absolutely going to be a massacre because it's, correct me if I'm wrong here, guys, but we have the Roosters looking here. So round 14, we have the Dolphins, Roosters, and Raiders on the bye. So I just feel like a lot of us are going to really struggle to field 17 in that way. So just be aware.
Well, hopefully we've gotten rid of all those really ass Roosters players that are sitting in our team at the moment as well.
So. Cheese will still be there. I think I'm going to have to carry Cheese all the way through Origin.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You got to do it. Like, just that DPP.
I will not use. I will just cop the Coruscant. I just cop it. I don't care.
Fair enough.
It's not a bad cop, to be fair.
That's true. Okay,
Just quickly on McInnes, it says Royce Hunt round 8 return and Rudolph round 8 return as well. It's just Finucane back round 6, FYI.
And what about Hamlin Braden Ueli?
It says TBC.
Fair enough. I guess we'll have a look at him.
He always spends like half a year out anyway.
I wouldn't sell McInnes. Yeah, I just wouldn't sell McInnes. That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough. Dom Thompson asks, is it too much to have Fogarty, Nico and Dylan Brown? No, I think having those guys at this point in time is probably good because, you know, it's a good problem to have, right? Put one on the bench. They're all scoring well.
Yep. They all score points on the bench unless they're like you, Stu, and they put them on emergency and, you know, don't score points.
I haven't had that one before. I certainly haven't had Nico on my emergency before. But yes, I often do have good players in my emergency, but not this year. I've got just red dots at the moment. All right, let's go with top 5 trade targets for Oskin. I think we're talking them all to death, mate. With a combination, pick your poison. Gutho, Lane, Brown, Talagi, if you need someone cheap, earn some cash, KPP. I think we're talking them all to death. Gerald Wood goes over selling Pennacini. I think we're saying probably not. Just bear it for now. But let's get to Sam Parkinson. So, Belent, is Sam Hughes a captaincy option this week? Got the full trust of Gus.
I mean, I captain Turbo last week, and that worked out well, so you
probably got a similar score.
Do you know what? Fair shout. Like, Turbo against the Dragons, he really should have gone off.
He was so close.
He was on, like, 20 after like, 8 minutes, and I was absolutely laughing. And then he just kept on dropping balls. Sam Hughes, yeah, why not? Just do it.
Fair enough. Mitch, Dare Do Nothing is saying he's going to go Tupanir to Talagi this week. Should he also do Lussick to Terrell May, who's starting off the bench for the Roosters at 669K?
That's Terrell May.
Yeah.
Then no, probably not.
Yeah.
Probably would not do that.
A rule we have around here is try not to spend 700K on players who are starting on the bench, even if they're really good.
It's a good rule.
Okay, DHoney91 says, is Lussick a sell? I think we're saying no because Brendan Hands is now off the bench, so he'll be at the full 80. And they were just carved up the middle last week. I don't think that'll happen again this week. Who are the Eels playing, fellas? Playing?
Raiders?
Yeah, the Raiders won't carve them up the middle. They'll try and bash them up the middle, but I think there'll be plenty of tackles to be had. And it's the Sunday night game. The track should be dry by then, so Rips should be okay. Looking at there, Luke Moore, Nick, would you buy Gutho or Pappenhausen?
Oh, Pappenhausen. That's my gut check.
Yeah, no, I agree with that one. Because if nothing else, you know, Pappenhausen is probably a long-term hold.
Yeah, I mean, Eels play around 13, though. That's the only thing.
That's true. Yeah, I guess look at your squad, see how many you got for 13. If you got no wing fullback for 13, go get Gutho. Save yourself a trade later on. Try and get them both, yep. Luke. That's what I would say this week. Get them both. You got two trades.
Yep.
Tino Furavai says, do you reckon C1 will ever get back in the starting lineup? It's Robbo, mate, and it's his edges. It's a roulette. Good luck. Mark Varner asked Satili and Lussick to KPP and Brown. Balint?
Yep. Oh, actually, yeah, I just really don't like selling Lussick personally. I don't like the sale of Lussick this week.
Yeah, he can also go Chan to KPP.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, that's pretty good. You get a guy who's not a red dot to a green dot and a green dot, but people want to buy this week.
But interested to hear what Nick says, because Nick doesn't like selling Chan, so.
I feel like that's a straight upgrade there, Nick.
To it. I'm just not doing it for the reasons I stated, in that could make cash next week, and then you miss the boat because you're not going to bring him back in if he's picked next week. Mm. Oh, yeah? So I'm just saying, just give it one more week if you can hold it. Like, I've got enough players so I can hold it, you know?
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, He's got Hutchinson and Flanagan in the halves anyway, so yeah, I'd probably just do Chan to KPP.
Easy. Tupere King's going, he's got the full 17 without trades. Okay, he's just flexing on us now. He's saying, can he go Chan to Dylan Brown just because he has the cash, mate? Why are you asking us for questions? You got 500 grand in the bank, go to the casino. Mate, you're doing real well, Tupere, so do whatever you want. Chan to Dylan Brown, Chan to, you know, Cleary, whatever you want. Dills M says, this is a good one. Mitch, please rank Bloor, Angus Crichton, and Lane. He's already got KPP.
I'd go Lane, Bloor, Crichton.
Yep. No, I like that. That's excellent.
Only just because, yeah, that's what I go.
All right. NRL enthusiast, just go, sup, guys. Ranked 5,240. Wants to trade Cleary. Essentially saying trading Cleary and JP Gagai and picking up like KVP and like a Tohu or Carrigan, something like that. Is that a good trade, Balint?
I think if you've held Cleary, you've already got a plan in place to just, I think if you held him through last week, I think you just have to hold him, right? That's a sensible option.
Feels like it.
But in all honesty, they are actually, some of them are quite nice bring-ins, aren't they? Tohu, Carrigan, Brown. Yeah, nah, I'd stay the course and I'd just be holding on to Cleary. Save the two trades.
I like it. Maybe just trade Jacob Gagai to a guy like Talagi. JCore17 is thanking Mark for getting him onto McInnes. And he's up to 33,000 odd, but what to do with McInnes now? I think Nick's sort of really pushed the hold. He's got a low break even next week, and there's not many players back for the Sharks until round 8, so you've got a couple more rounds.
If there's better info on, then go get rid of him, but that's just what NRL.com is saying at the moment.
Gotcha. All right. Rory Willow is looking to dump Hosking to Nat Butcher. I think that's a great trade.
I love it.
DPP, a guy there, like, I think he's absolutely great. So, and a guy, if nothing else, you can play him on the edge, right? So that's a great option. All right, Mitch, who are the best halves for this round? So he's got Fogarty and he's looking to pick up a second half.
That's a good question. Okay, best halves for this round. Just bear with me to 2 seconds. I'm just going to pull up who everyone's playing this week, because Cleary and Nick are obviously out. Possibly Sean Johnson.
SJ versus
just,
South.
Just of what is left. No, just of what's left is what I'm saying. I don't necessarily wouldn't pick him up, but...
Yeah, Dillbags.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Can I change that? Dillbags, then maybe SJ.
Yeah, I like
it. That's about it. It's a bit bleak because both Hughes and Munster are out at the moment, aren't they? Definitely Munster's out.
No, Munster's playing.
They're both back this week. They're both back. Yeah,
this would be interesting for Munster. This is a big week to watch him play.
Yeah, that's it. I'm having a look at everyone else that's available at the moment. It's just an absolute dumpster fire, like in a lot of these squads at the moment. So
you wouldn't trust the Melbourne halves, and Reynolds is week to week, and you just keep going.
You can't trust the Knights halves. They keep on changing them all out. Like Jack Cogger's maybe a couple of weeks away from being a buy. That's about it. Mm-hmm. You'd probably play a cheapie, mate. Like Flanagan, Hutchinson. Like there's all these cheap
I was going to suggest that. I figured the question was more directed to who's the going to make the most money, but that's kind of it, right? Flanagan's been pretty good week to week.
That's it. It might just be go play a cheapie and go get a good player somewhere else, like a different position.
Or it could be Matt Burden if you're Nick.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. We won't let you forget that. Taj Howard.
How's that going for you, mate?
He got 50 this week.
He's averaging below 40. He's doing real well.
For a sinner. I reckon if he was playing center, he'd be working for you, Nick. Just saying.
I don't know why. Oh, my God. Yep. Okay. Yep. Keep going. Get it out.
Okay. Taj Howe 05 says, should he buy Blaise Tellegier, T. Murray Martin? Mate, TMM, unfortunately, was fantasy trash last year, and he's a nice guy. I'm glad he's back from the brain bleed, but yeah. Awesome. Rules 2929 says, should he trade Willison out for KPP or Finifuyaki? Mate, go get KPP and just spend the cash. Is Penicini a sell or hold? Ask Monty G. Duncan. Mate, we've probably said a hold unless your team's actively on fire with him. But just because, look, yes, he got a 20 last week. So did a lot of players. So did Sully. So did Perez, like a whole bunch of players. That's center, right?
Yeah. Like Taylor May didn't go great either.
No, the only guys who are absolutely killing it, there is a reason why they're worth 700 grand. So I really wish I started with Val Holmes like I promised to all beginning of the season because I'd be laughing. Excellent. Baden Road says, sell Arthurs or Lussick for KPP. I think it's sell Jesse Arthurs. Anything which gets Jesse Arthurs out of your squad and stop having to watch the Brisbane Broncos as hard as great for your team. He's concerned that Hans will be a late addition to the bench. I reckon he's probably safe there. I think Hans was there last week as for Talagi, in case Talagi sucked. And Talagi didn't suck, so that's why Hans has dropped this week. Lance Saggers asks, he's going to dump Cotter. The Belen. Lance Saggers is dumping Cotter, and he doesn't think there's a keeper, so he wants to sell Cotter and Hughes for KPP and Blaise, or Cotter and McInnes for KPP and Fogarty. What are you thinking there?
Mate, I wouldn't be selling Cotter anytime soon. I would be holding Cotter myself. Like, he's probably not a keeper, but I still think that there's money to be made there. We saw with some of the circumstances that happened, not last game, but the game before. What do you do? He ended up scoring like 60 or 65 points. So I think just given that he gets an opportunity for more minutes, which is probably just around the horizon, because let's be honest, JT's broken. I think there's still money to be made, so I'd just be staying the course myself.
Yeah, I like that one. Mitch, question for you. B. John Dwyer asks, Sully and Tupanier to KPP and Talagi?
Yes, I like it. Is that as in Moses Sully?
Yeah, as opposed to, I think, what other Sully are we talking about?
I don't know, I was just making sure.
So you had me concerned. I'm like, what, James Sully? Like,
no, I was just making sure, because it's like not Moses Sully, it's like just Sully. It's like, what if his brother's playing? I don't know. I think it's good.
Sully, that pilot in the movie.
Or Mike and Sully from Monsters, Inc. You just don't know.
Oh, God. All right.
You invited me on here.
Was a mistake.
I think that's a good shout. While Sully has passed the eye test and looked really good for St. George, he's just not scoring points, and I'm not sure if opposition teams are just really making an effort to contain him, but I do feel sooner or later he'll go off, and it's just at this point not going to happen. And Tupanua, that's a no-brainer. Sell there, so I think good shout.
I like it. Ben Vicia goes, he's got Berber and Strange at centre at the moment. Should he trade Chan to a Simonson? No. Or Talagi? Yes. Type player. Or don't worry about it, go for a Curran or a gun like Paddy. Mate, I'd trade Chan to Talagi, because if nothing else from a cash generation purpose, you'll probably get about 2 weeks ahead. And then if Chan does come back and take that starting spot, you can trade someone else out. Like Berber may have peaked by then, right, guys?
Yeah, I think with a negative break even as well, you sort of, if you're going to get Blaise, this is the week to do it, right? You don't want to see him score a 40 or a 50, and then, you know, I'd be making that move this week.
Yeah, me too. All right, Nick is going, would you sell Piakura to Blaise Talagi?
Sorry?
Would you sell Piakura to Talagi?
Yep.
Excellent. Also, your microphone's gone weird, mate. Your other one's gone off. All right. Cheers. Excellent. So, Main the Hills is going Brown versus Johnson, quick pros and cons. That's not a euphemism. Thanks for that. Mate, Billbags is obviously 160, 140k is cheaper or something like that. And look, SJ is goal kicking and he will run the main playmaking duties to run the team around. So he will probably average more. But Dylan Brown, he'll probably make, they'll probably both make 100K, but Brown will make his quicker now. So Johnson is the long term hold. If you want to hold him, Brown is the quick short term play. And if the extra cash helps, you get someone better. A Kane Tipler, Balint. So we get another one of these Lussick and Satili to Talagi and Appy. They train Lussick to Appy essentially.
Oh, I do like Appy. He's been very good to me. Satili to Talangi is a no-brainer, but yeah, I just don't like selling Lussick this week with hands out, 80-minute roll. Yeah, definitely Satili to Talangi. Well, I mean, Appy's probably a keeper as well, though, isn't he? So, what's the buy schedule like for the Tigers, Nick?
They miss round 13. They miss round 13.
Well, he's probably playing Origin as well, isn't he?
He also misses round 26.
So they just missed round 13, which is really solid.
Everyone just hold Lussick this week.
Yeah, okay, we'll put that down. We'll just try and say that because there's a million of the same questions, right? The guys are, I think, unless it doesn't work at all, because we got 1,000 of these questions. Jay Saudi goes, could Kraz be a sell with this poor form against good sides? I think Kraz, you know who you're buying with this. As the team gets better, he will get more ball in his hands. He's a guy with no chill. I reckon that he will have the occasional bad week, as all centres do, but I think that he'll be okay long term. And thoughts on Tarponet with the bench this week, guys? Mitch, any thoughts on Joey Tarponet? 691K, he's sort of down a little bit on price, but he came off 57 last week.
I'd wait one more week before we got Joey Tarponet. It's sort of, Canberra's been a little bit odd this year. Minutes have been a little bit unusual. We saw that with Hosking. I'd wait one more week. He did have 60 minutes on the weekend versus sort of the first 3 weeks where he had sort of 55, 52, 52. So let's just give it another week to see if his minutes stay up.
Excellent. Okay.
I kind of feel like those minutes were slightly inflated with Hosking going off as well, right? So he must have picked up some minutes from somewhere from because of that.
That's what I'm thinking. Yep.
I like it. Wavy Roz talks about Tupanea Lussick out. Talagi and Brown. I think we said hold Lussick, but go get Talagi in. So just trade Tupanea to Talagi, call it a day. Okay, here's a great question. Nick, Matthew Selby one asks, given Sam Hughes' name to start, is it worth putting him in the scoring 17 this week, essentially, as opposed to trying to loop him?
Yep.
Can you just play him this week?
Well, he only has 17 green dots this week.
Yeah, well, that's, I think he's saying otherwise he wants to sell him. And then I'm like, don't sell a green dot.
Don't sell him. Don't sell him. Unless you're moving to Talangi, I suppose. But no, I think Sam Hughes deserves a look in this week.
Okay. Mark OG asks, who's more urgent trade in, KPP or Dylan Brown? I'd say KPP, just due to the break even. You probably have another week on Dylan Brown, who's lost some cash. So you guys probably check out Brown and Gutho stats without Moses. Yes, they both go nuts without Moses. Moses drinks too much of the milkshake at Parramatta. Vinny Shoesmith goes, okay, here's a great question. Would you rather pick up Balint? Would you rather pick up KPP this week and miss Talagi entirely? Or would you play Burbo Edge and pick up Talagi this week?
Oh, I'd play Burbo on the edge.
Yep. I reckon it's for 150 grand in Talagi.
Yep. I really like picking up Blaze this week.
Yep. I like it. Red Dogs Horny. Yeah, thanks for that, dude. G'day, boys. Long time listener. First time question.
Shorty, mate.
Yeah, could there be that too? Mate, get a better username. So, mate, I'm not the guy to make up these friggin' Instagram names. Okay.
You're
so,
of course, mate.
Okay. What did you say it was? Red Dog's Horny?
Yeah, it looks like that. I was like, what? I know, I'm also hopeless at reading those stupid people like who have number plates that say words. Anyway, he's got 15 green dots. He's looking to trade Satili over McInnes and run 16. He wants to trade Hosking to KPP and Satili to Foggs. Yeah, that's fine, mate. Go do it. Catch you later.
Thanks, Red Dog Shawnee.
But see, in this case, he's got Red Dogs. Look at this one. Anyway.
Oh, actually, it might be a... Yeah, actually,
it looks like a little... Red Dogs. I was right. You son of a gun.
With a flame at the end.
That's it. I was right. All right, Cruzair goes Grant to Appy, and who else to get? Mate, don't trade Grant to Appy. I don't know what crack you're smoking, Cruzair. They catch you later, dude. Charles Durham goes More urgent buy KPP Ponga Fogarty. He needs a half. So he's got Hoskins to Tilly.
That means you need Fogarty, doesn't it? So
yeah, that's it. Like, Fogarty or Brown, like, mate.
He wants half, doesn't he?
Yeah. So who's the more urgent trade? Well, if you need a half, get a half, dude. Like, not hard. Chez Sriracha goes, no one looking at Angus. Wow. I think everyone is saying wait 1 week on Angus with a break even in the 50s, like with Robbo.
Very high.
If he looks good, however, this week, I will sell whoever to get in Angus next week because I love him. So if he looks good this week and is named, I will move a lot to get him in next week. Would you guys agree on that one?
So long as he's quit those mushrooms.
Allegedly, you know, apparently came out and said it wasn't mushrooms, apparently.
What was it?
I cannot confirm or deny that.
Anyway, doesn't matter. We'll have to definitely deny.
Sometimes, Stu, what people say in the media is not what is true.
Fair enough. Well, look, we'll have to take Angus at his word here because the defamation laws in Australia say that we need to. Pez D says that, is Sammy Fainu a pod buy? Yes, he is a pod buy because no one owns him, but he has been looking good. He's averaging 40 in the last three, break him to 31. Straight swap for Tupanier and keeps a DPP. Mate, look, that is actually one of the better options that I've heard with this week because Samuel Fainu has been coming on and playing big minutes and getting some very decent score, guys. Have any of you guys looked at him?
I definitely have not.
So
purely just because he has a bench role, but I didn't really, yeah, like I said, I didn't really look too far into it. I didn't realize that he was playing these kinds of minutes, so quite interesting.
So he played 59 round two, but I think that was, I'll be honest with you, he was just knocking out of the park for 54. Got a 25 and 47 against the Sharkies, but then he got a 42 last week in 37, and this is without the attacking stats versus the Eels. So he came in, he made 28 tackles, he got a line break because he did absolutely just rumble down the line. One tackle break, couple of missed tackles, ran for 83 metres.
Oh, that's a pretty good shout.
Yeah, and the rotation last week when Galvin went off, it's not like it forced him to play more minutes. He was just in the bin, right?
What is kind of concerning though is his minutes are decreasing though, right? 59, 47, 37. Oh, well,
I think the 59 was just like an injury special.
Yeah.
So I'd say,
what are we thinking? 40 to 45?
40 to 45. His PPMs looking good.
Yeah. It's not a bad shout at all.
Look, I'll probably take him to Satilli this week, I'll be honest with you. So look, as a pod buy, if you're looking for that in your life and you got that option, Fainu is not a bad option at all. Next one, keep on going down. The great one, he wants to trade Clear and Cheese to Fogarty and Appy, or he can just go Chanter Blaze and save a trade. Just go Chanter Blaze and save a trade. Pulsey 495 goes, is Aaron Clark an option? I think we've said that essentially. He's going to use a machine when he's got the minutes. But, guys, are we worried about Aaron Clark's role? Yes?
Yep.
I'd be worried about anyone in the Titans at the moment.
I think that's been our sentiment the entire way too. So I like it. Jamie Ali, it says rank Gutho, Fogarty and Brown as trade-ins this week. I think it's probably your preference for position over Gutho and Brown. I'd probably have Gutho, he's just cheaper, and then Brown and then Fogarty this week. But Fogarty's the long-term play, right?
Fogarty's a long-term play, yeah. But if you're going to get, if you're going to get Brown, you have to get him this week before Fogarty, right? So that you get him, you're capitalizing on that value.
That's it. There's no 80s coming for Fogarty. You're just getting a consistent 60. Hey, boys, another hectic week. He's got Cleary, Hines, Galvin, head-to-head player. What an strong is to improve his wing fullback and centres. So his question is, can he bring in Olam this week? So he's basically going, he's looking to get Olam, and then he can either get Bostock or he can go Sivo or Campbell. He's got Turbo and Paps.
Yeah, Campbell.
Yeah, get the long-term talent, right?
Yeah, get Campbell. Yep.
Yeah, long-term talent, dude. Yeah, that's true. You could get Talangi.
I reckon if people aren't asking about Talangi, they've probably got him, right?
That's true. They got him last week.
Surely.
Okay. A close one. Should go pick her to KPP or just hold? I'd say go this week, mate. And then,
yeah,
you know, my plan hopefully next week is to trade Satilli back to Piacora.
I like it.
Anyway, I'm going to make any money.
Or you could go Satilli to Gus.
That's true. You could do that next week if he holds the spot. I'd definitely do that too. Okay, the Sugar Glider one says, it's my fault for listening to another podcast and are now discombobulated. They had a strong narrative to bin the chin. Okay, we know which podcast it is now. And now I might do it. Mate, if all your friends were jumping off the bridge, I don't believe I'm turning into my father here, but if all your mates were jumping off a bridge, right? Would you do it too?
Depends on the mates.
There you go. Well, look, he's, mate, I would say if you've held clear for this long, just hold him, because you know that round 7 or 8, he's going to come back. He's going to torch someone. He's going to get that 70, 80, 90, and then everyone's just going to be throwing tears of sadness. So unless you can find some way to try.
Yeah, they got the Tigers. We're supposedly due back, so.
And then week 8, because he might need a week to be back, he's up against the Cowboys. He does well against them. And then he's got the Bunnies, round 9. And then the Bulldogs, round 10. Like, I figure one of those is going to pop off, right?
Yeah. Oh, that just makes me feel even better about holding them.
Yeah, me too. Anyone disagree with that? Nope. Excellent. Okay, Mitch. Mark Varner wants to bring in KPP and Talagi. He wants to trade out of the three, Tupanier, Chan, or Kotrick. Who would you trade this week?
Oh, that's hard. I've traded out Tupanier, but that's because I had him. Oh, gosh. It depends on what he has in his bench and emergency, to be brutally honest, because you could justify all of them. I'd probably go Tupanier just because he's been a total bust. But it's more based on position. So, I mean, if you have plenty of second rollers, you go Tupanier. But if you're a bit shorthanded at winger center, then maybe you keep Kotrick.
Yeah, Kotrick's not named, though. So he's just a red dot.
Oh, then Kotrick.
Easy, I like it. All right. Charles Jerome asks, is the world the Hoskins a hold? Because we don't know the severity of Whitehead's injury. There is a world. What do we think about Whitehead's injury, Mitch? That calf?
It was a calf strain. Have we got any, what information do we have? Do we have a grading?
Well, he was basically out for, they said 2 to 4. He came back after 2, played a game, went back out again.
Well, it's going to be at least another 2. I'd say he's probably looking more like 3 to 4 at least. So you've got probably a month.
Excellent. So we'll miss 2 weeks out of that month with his HIA. So,
yep.
Look, I guess you could hold him, but Hosking's break-even, the issue is with Hosking is his break-even's turned right around. So he's not a long-term hold, Charles. I would just take the money and run this week, I'll be honest with you. I think we're near the end of this one. So Matty Beza, he goes, he wants to get KPP and Blaise Talangi. He either wants to trade Taylor May and Kotrick or Totola and a Piakura or a Salmon. Nick, that's pretty ugly.
That is ugly.
Taylor May, don't, if you bought him, Totola, he's got to be a cheaper, right?
Yeah, don't sell Taylor May and don't sell Totola.
Go sell Kotrick and get Blaze, right?
Yeah, but he just wants KPP too, so just work something else out. But don't sell Taylor May and Totola. I just don't agree with it.
Nah, yep.
Surely you got someone else that's underperforming in your side that you can move on.
Excellent. I got one for you to look up, Valent, which is best mid for McInnes with 58K in the bank.
Oh, you know what? I'm absolutely in love with Nat Butcher at the moment. I'm just gonna throw him in there with the old DPP without even looking.
I like it.
Do you actually want me to look?
Just in case it's another killer out there. But no, I like that. It's
with 50K. Oh, he's just short of Tohu. Oh no, he's not. Yep, Tohu, throw him in there.
I like that too. And
yeah, Tohu and Nat for me.
Do you know what the good news is on Tohu for us, Mitch? You know that strapping that he's always got on his leg?
He doesn't have it anymore.
No, psychological. He came out and said, his leg's completely fine. It just makes him feel better on the field.
Yep, beautiful. Lots of people do that. That's not unusual.
So, looking at this, the only other guy that I'd consider to get it is Paddy Carrigan, but I think he's just beyond the price point. Is
just beyond,
787. Yeah, okay, too bad. Tohu or Nat Butcher, depending on your needs. Nat Butcher is a great shout, actually, because of that DPP. Edge is such a trash fire. You put Nat in there and then just shuffle him. Halsey 495 says he's got 386K in the bank. Some two Peaky and Chan to Brown and Aaron Clark, the Lent, or he can get Fogany and Talangi.
Oh, yeah, Fog and Talangi.
Yeah, anything which has Aaron Clark in it is,
negative Ghost Rider.
Look, is there any chance that Aaron Clark is the Corey Horsburgh this year and we're just all wrong?
Just wait a week. He was supposed to be the Corey Horsburgh last year, wasn't he?
That's true. Yep. Excellent. Nuggety 13s. I don't think we need more of those if you already own cheese. looking at the rest of this, Hosking. Okay, Nick Hosking and Piakura. So this is Nick McMahon is getting Gutho and KPP.
Yep, like it.
Yeah, that's a good trade. Mitch, best buy sub 500K for 500K. Sorry, this is from Corwin Brockhausen.
Talagi.
Yep. Anyone else that jumps to mind under 500?
Well, Bill said Campbell, which I think is the correct answer.
Yeah, I'm having a look here.
He's probably the only one who's guaranteed it, though. Titans at the moment. You know, they got to play him.
That's true.
Yeah, they have to. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having a look through all the rest here.
It's just his play is so dependent on the pack rolling forward, and no Tino. I don't love it.
Yep. Xavier Coates is no. This is where we're at.
Oh, I don't know. Now I've just got this fixation on Fainu.
Yep. Look, you certainly could get Fainu there as well. Now, again, buying bench middles isn't always the go, but he's cheap enough that, you know, we're not paying 600K for Taylor May this week. Timari Martin is 378K. He's obviously not the best player in the world, but he's very cheap. That's the only other guy that kind of, I'm just scrolling through here. You kind of like digging the bottom of the barrel, right?
Yeah, there's no one.
He won't score points, but he's cheap.
Okay. Now, we had one question which came through on the DMs as well. It is about Jaden Brayley. So priced at 512K this week. Mitch, what would we be looking out for him? So he's got a break even to 63 this week, so we don't need to worry about him this week. But what are we looking out for to see from Jaden Brayley to see if he's back?
Now, refresh my memory. Obviously, he's coming off the Achilles injury, and then he had something else go wrong, didn't he, Stu?
Hamstring, I think?
I think it was hamstring.
Okay. All right. So we can probably say that the hamstring is down to him just not being back to normal levels, like just that whole game fitness thing, which isn't unusual. And I'm going to take a guess it was probably the other hamstring to the Achilles, but I actually don't have that information. I'd be looking for a couple of things for him. The first one would be how he looks darting out a dummy half, if he does it at all. And the second one would be minutes played. So probably the big thing, if I was at the game, I'd be just looking to see how quickly he's taking off and not, because that'd give you a real good indicator in how confident he is in the Achilles. The other thing I'd be having to look for is how well is he jogging backwards, because that's a real test for the Achilles, because it's got a stretch right out. So they'd be like my big two things. So if you're watching the footage and you see that they'd be the big two. And then obviously the final one is minutes. So how many minutes he chomps through, well, that'll give you a good indication of what the medical staff have felt is about the right amount of time for him to play. But I think we get one week at him.
Yeah, I would certainly do with the break even at 63. But he's on the star, him and Angus next week, for both of them sub 500K. They look very tasty, right, now, fellas?
It really seems like the sort of year where we're looking to get the cut price keepers as opposed to the cash cows, and he strikes me as one who could be a good chance for that.
That's it. So with just Phoenix Crosland, like even at 60 minutes, sub 500K is not too bad.
So he played 26 minutes last week for 14. I'd be expecting half a game this week, just looking at it now.
Fair enough. So we might have a couple of weeks to wait on him.
Yeah, it looks like they're taking it real slow. Sort of been 27, 26, maybe you get 40, but I seem to recall he was nearly an 80-minute player. So I think you've got two more weeks to look at him before you're sort of trying to cash in. I don't think it'll be this week. And I think he'll struggle against the Dragons because they're a big, heavy team, and they're not going to, he doesn't have the capacity to go out quickly at the moment. So I would say definitely one, probably two.
Excellent. Okay, we'll look for him in a couple of weeks. Last question. So, Nick, who would you sell first, Cleary or McInnes?
Neither. Excellent. Is what I would say.
Excellent. And also, is the answer to Brown versus Foggy actually SJ with no Metcalf and goal kicking back?
No, I think it's Fogarty 1, Brown 2, and then Johnson 3 at this stage.
Yeah. looking at Brown.
Sorry, I meant to say Burton 1, sorry.
Ah, there we go. That's better.
Yeah, looking at Dylan Brown. So you can save 100K getting Brown over SJ this week. So with the different break, even though SJ's probably that long-term play, because you can keep him all the way up to round 27, essentially. Yes, you miss 13, but he plays the rest of that origin period like a boss.
Yep. Yep.
Awesome. All right, guys. We're at the end of the questions. Lucky us. All right. Any final thoughts from anyone?
Just pretty stoked for the Warriors game. My Lord and Savior, RTS's 200th. Big shout out to him. I'm sure he's listening to us right now.
At like 1 o'clock in the morning, New Zealand time. Yep.
Yeah. So, up the Waz, baby. Up the Waz.
Excellent. Should be a good game. Mitch?
I'm just hoping that Matt Burton can crack out 50 so we stop giving Nick crap, because, you know,
I'd be willing. 50.
Yeah, I just wanted to see him average above 50, because you've had the.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, you've been pretty excited about him. And it's like,
if it's any consolation, Butters has him projected around 50. So.
Oh, my God.
Is that why you started with him?
No. I did my own analysis, mate. We apparently are the same analysis as Butters, I suppose.
Yeah. Mate, it just you're really dragging down our preseason previous by with that. No, I'm kidding. But excellent, Nick.
No, I've got nothing, mate. You know what? I'm coming for yous. I'm coming for all of yous. You know, watch out. My rank's climbing. I'm gonna get you all.
That's true.
You've already got me, dude. It's been pretty grim for me.
Can I say how grim it is? Is that my mum's capping a solo, like she's ranked like 700th. It's ridiculous.
Oh. How many players she got?
I'll put this. She only needs to make one trade this week.
Oh my gosh!
And that was Host
for 21.
No, that was Hosking, and basically she's got enough money to buy whoever she wants next week. It's just it's absolute filth.
That is filth. I have four red dots again this week. It's brutal. This is not fun. I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm not having
it. It's the year of the pods. I tell you now, right? Absolute year of the pods. Anyway, so not the podcast, the point of differences. Anyway.
So Fayne is a buy then. Very good. Thanks, mate.
Should Cheers be on. Fine. Yeah, yep. Enjoy. Let us. Well, if nothing, you'll give us something to chat about next week, Blent.
Yep.
All right. And with that note, that Blent is definitely going to buy Samuel Fainu. This is the Boom and Bust and NRL Fantasy Amateurs Questions Podcast Collaboration 2024 signing out.
Thanks for listening today, and I hope you enjoyed our collaboration. Please make sure to subscribe to the podcast and check out Facebook pages for more info.